What a CV and resume can both do is to outline your professional experiences and accomplishments. People use these documents to show that they're qualified for a job they want. In this next report, Maggie Lake looks at the CVs of two candidates for the same job, one that millions of Americans will decide on in 76 days.
It's a race between the man who holds the Oval Office and the man who sat in the corner office. Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, two men who say they have the best CV to fix the U.S. economy.
I've spent 25 years in business. I know how business works. I want to use that experience to help businesses grow again.
Where we were losing 800,000 jobs a month when I was sworn to office, we've been creating jobs now for almost 3 years straight.
The Romney campaign is closer to the sort of austerity point of view that some countries in Europe are trying.
And vote with me!
Obama, for the last few years, has been more about priming the pump and stimulus.
It's a tough job the candidates are applying for. U.S. economic growth has slowed to an anemic 1.5% in the spring. The jobless rate has been stuck over 8% for 42 straight months. And spiraling government debt has undermined business confidence.
Most hiring managers have stacks and stacks of CVs to choose from when trying to pick the right candidate to fill a key position. But in this election, the American people have a choice between just two men who have very different ideas on how to fix the U.S. balance sheet. First, the Obama CV.
The president's campaign points to his success at saving the U.S. auto industry, his plan to overhaul the health care system, and the creation of more than 4.5 million private sector jobs. But critics question Obama's sometimes rocky relations with Wall Street and what they call his commitment to big government.
Under Obama's plan, you wouldn't have to work and wouldn't have to train for a job. They just send you your welfare check.
As for Mitt Romney,
the GOP says his time as governor of Massachusetts and head of the 2002 Winter Olympics shows he can manage budgets. And as former CEO of private equity firm Bain Capital, he amassed a fortune. But that private sector experience has proved a rich target for the Democrats.
Took our benefits. We didn't have any more retirement. And Bain, Mitt Romney, they did not care about us as workers. They were looking at the mighty dollar.
While Obama and Romney battle it out on the campaign trail, it may be the ability to reach across the political divide that voters should be most focused on.
If you want to get something done in this country, it's a president who can move members of the other party to his position.
A tough job indeed in these days of divided government, but the stakes couldn't be higher. Maggie Lake, CNN, New York.